Thank you so much, Lord, for this morning. Father, we thank you, Father, for the breath of life. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. And Lord, just this day, with grateful hearts, Father, we come before you as your people. Lord, we come before you, Father, as a people that are saved, Lord, by your grace, through your blood, through what Jesus Christ did. Thank you, Father, for the new life we now live in you, Father God. Thank you, Father, that it's not something we have to look for, hoping for in the future, but it's right now, Lord. Today is the day of salvation. So right now, this day, at this time, Lord God, we move into, Lord, the eternal dimension of who we are, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you, Father God, for every blessing that is wrapped up in this day. Father, may we shift to the dimension of spirit and see things through your eyes, Lord, and not through what is going around in the natural circumstances around us. Lord, right now in Jesus' name, we do bind every demonic force, every hindering spirit, every assignment of the devil. We break it and we cast it out. And Father, we pray, Lord God, in this place, Lord, and we ask for the free flow of your Holy Spirit. I admit openly, Father, that there is nothing good in me but your Holy Spirit. And to your Spirit, at this time, Lord God, completely yielding, Lord, we move forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, is this the last message of the year? This is it? This is it. Okay. So, this is the last message of the year. And I was given a little bit of guidelines. I'm going to give you something today that is going to help all of you in your assignments which are going to be coming up, which is all of you are going to be teaching and preaching to one another. Yes? See, it's time that each of you begins to take confidence in what God's put in you. Because you can sit here for the next 15 years and just soak up and soak up and soak, and it's actually not very healthy for you. If something's just only taking in and never anything going out, it becomes stagnant. Have you ever seen a pond? You know where a pond is, you'll see water coming in from different sources, but there's nowhere for it to go out. And because there's nowhere for it to go out, it gets green and algae starts growing there and all kinds of stuff. And it just, God made you for Him to flow through you. So He intends to flow through you through spiritual things. He intends to flow through you through natural things. He intends to flow through you in financial things. For example, why? Just think about it from God's perspective. Why would He put something into your hand if it's going to get stuck with you? If people are always wondering about money and stuff like that, why would God put something, if He's giving it to your good steward, why would He put it in your hands and in your care if He knows in your heart if it's stuck with you because you don't trust Him?
යහපත් ගබඩාකාරයෙන් හැටියට ඒක පාවිච්චි කරයි කියලා. ඉතින් අපේ හදවතේ තියෙන
Why would He put it in your hands if in the end you're financing the wrong thing? For example, it says, honor the Lord with the first fruit of your increase in Proverbs 3. If you are putting it into something that dishonors Him, why would He continue to bless that? So God intends, and part of your design, the makeup of your being, is for God to flow through you. And we have an active role that we can play in this by your free will. So I'm going to go through some things with you today for those of you that have a heart for it, to show you how you can maximally move into that.
Does that make sense?
Maximally move into that. Yeah, communication is meaning shared meaning. So if you get what I mean, praise God, that's all I need. Please don't teach that in the English class. Okay, so all of you will be sharing with one another in the days ahead, because again, you are part of the priesthood of all believers. Okay, 2 Peter chapter 2, really quick, I just want to validate this. 2 Peter chapter 2, I meant first. You got to have a first before you get to a second. Okay. Verse 9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Okay, so all of us in this room are part of the priesthood of all believers. And each of you has responsibility within the body of Christ. So, now, here's the thing. In your body, for example, God, I said this before, God gave you a natural body so you could understand. You walk around in it every day while you're here in this world. And out of this natural body, you can understand a spiritual principle, which is that every part within your body needs itself. Now my entire body is under the direction of the head, yes? So if I go upstairs, do I leave my toes here? Not unless I'm very strange. No, I don't leave my toes here. Everything goes with me. So everything goes with me to perform a function effectively, yes? So right now, one thing God is doing, even around the globe, with those that truly follow Him, is He's bringing His body into spiritual alignment. So when we pray, we that are connected with the Spirit of God are praying in connection with what God is doing. So we're not praying out of our flesh, we're not praying out of a human response, but we pray as directed by the Spirit of God. Let me give you an example. For example, in say something like America with the financial collapse taking place there. Now, there's a lot of worldly people that are disconnected and that may be running to churches now because their money's gone. And they may be praying right now, praying, God, give me back my money. Basically, that's the prayer. Now they are disconnected from the head. Because the true servants of God that are listening to the voice of the Spirit of God would know that right now is a time where you pray, God, please open people's eyes so they can see that they missed you for all of these years. And out of that revelation, let them bring their lives by their free will under your will. So let them yield to the will of God. Let them pray, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done, and truly bring themselves there. Yes? So there is, now the body of Christ would truly pray like that, and the people that are connected to God would be praying like that in a situation there. Okay, so for you today, for me today, the goal should be to be in a place where if God wants to flow through you, you are ready and in position so that maximum flow of God through you can happen. Now ultimately the realization is that God is the one that does it. He's the one that does it. It's not you, but there are some things that you can do by your free will to be in a place where the best benefit of that can happen. Okay. So now, here we go. Let's draw this really quick. All right. Spirit, soul, flesh. Okay. The core of who you really are is your spirit man. So now the real you, the eternal you, is who you are in the dimension of spirit. And now that true person will be known for all eternity. So So people can hide things today. They can wear robes and collared shirts and suits and all of these things. But when you pass from this life to the next, after a little bit of time, the real eternal you is revealed throughout eternity. Okay, now you have passed the spirit man, you have your soul man, you have your mind, this mind that's in you. And so now this mind has thoughts, has intentions, has a way of thinking. You've been programmed a certain way your whole life. All of that's there in the mind. And the outer layer is the one that you're all sitting in right now, is your flesh. Is this natural body that you live in while you're here in the earth? Now this body that you live in right now is necessary for you to function in this dimension. And so a lot of people go and spend a lot of time dressing up their car, the body they live in, but they miss what's really going on inside, in spirit and in soul. So you remember when Jesus was talking, to the Pharisees, said, look, you're cleaning the outside of the cup, but you miss what's going on inside. Okay, Luke chapter 17, and verse 20 through 21 says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Okay, you remember last week, my dad actually talked about this one too. If your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, your heart would be what? What's your heart? Your heart is what? The holiest of holies. Yes, Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So your heart is the holy of holies in your spiritual being. Okay, but now people in this world, everyone that you see that's walking around, are in different places. Okay, so let's look at it like this. I'm going to work with this a little bit. Say someone's spirit is here, someone's soul is here, and someone's flesh is there.
Then
So I'm using these little arrows or little lines just to give you a representation of where somebody might be in the different aspects of their being. For example, someone may be incredibly just terrible in their flesh, but they really have a heart for God. You know, or they're close, they know in their mind, boy, I need to get some things right, I'm just stuck in sin. Or you may have somebody that has an external form of righteousness, but inside their soul and inside their spirit, they're completely off. So outside they look fantastic and they have all the trimmings, but inside their soul is in direct opposition to the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God itself has never spoken to them. Jesus even talked in John 5, said to the Pharisees, you've never once heard God's voice, ever. So different people in different places. Okay, the first thing for anyone, when you come into a relationship with Christ Jesus, when the Spirit of God is made alive in you, you go in your spirit to a place of spiritual alignment with God. Where your spirit now, despite what's going on in your flesh, despite what's going on in your mind and the war that's taking place there, your spirit is in step with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God has been made alive in your being. And that spirit that's been made alive in your being, now it bears witness that you are a child of God. You are a son and a daughter of the living God. So, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. This has many different dimensions, but we'll talk about it this one. As it says, as many as I love, verse 19, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. So, with repentance, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Right? Okay. So with repentance comes an alignment now to the direction of where God is going. And now the Spirit of God is made alive in you. You're on that path. In the, sorry. Okay. Now, the need that you and I have from that point is to bring this all into alignment. So within the dimension of your soul, within your natural body, you want to bring those into alignment with the Spirit of God that's in you. So you move out of those spots where you were, and over however long it takes with God, because you persist in this, everything is lined up with Him. So pass the Spirit. Go Philippians chapter 2. Okay. Philippians chapter 2. And sorry. Philippians chapter 2. And verse 4 says, look not every man unto his own things, but unto every man also the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So now there is a mind that is in you. But the admonition of the Scriptures is to let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So move it from this place where it is over here, over here. So how does that happen? Well, part of it is in the Word. When you read the Word, and the Word shows you God's thoughts, when the Word witnesses to your spirit, you see, oh my goodness, I thought like a man, this is the way that God thinks, let me line up my thinking with His. Now Proverbs 14 and Proverbs 16 says there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. Yes? So there's a lot of right ways in my natural thinking that are actually wrong ways if I'm going to walk in the Spirit of God. And this is revealed in your honest walk and relationship with Him directly to you. Remember, God requires truth in the inner parts. He requires that in the core of your being, what you desire is to be in alignment with Him. If you at the core of your being says, this is what I want to do, and I want some justification for it, you will never line up with what the Spirit of God is doing.
Okay.
But if the core of who you are says, Lord, I want to be in step with you, then you're in a place where the Holy Spirit can work with you. So let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You move with the Spirit of God as He continues to reveal and to show into a place of alignment with Him in your soul. Now, there's also, you live in your, well, actually, let me do one more verse here. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse 10 says, Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye should be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. So now how does, again, you're the body of Christ, right? This doesn't mean that if somebody disagrees with you, they're wrong, I'm right. No, what this means is you and I get in step with what the Spirit of God is doing. You and I bow our knee before the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. And out of that place of yielding to the Spirit of God that's in us, the direction that God gives you and the direction that God gives me is in alignment with each other. And even in the places where there might be disagreement, there's still one mind. See, it's different. People think you can have a disagreement with somebody but still be in one mind with that person. For example, I have two very, very good brothers in Christ that are great teachers of the Word of God. And they're both teaching something that's a little bit different. But I see the Spirit of God behind both of them, and I know that they're both still of one mind. And so for me, because I can see the Spirit that's there, I know that what part of what's happening is God is having one emphasize one area, God is having one emphasize another area. And at the end of it, it's still in alignment with what God is doing. You remember Acts when 15 when Paul and Barnabas had a sharp disagreement over Mark? Let's quickly go to that one. I just want to show you this. Acts chapter 15 and verse 36. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. Okay, go ahead.
සහෝදරයෝ කෙලස සිටිදැයි අපි නැවත ගොස් බලමුයයි කීවේය. බර්නබස් මාක් නම් යොහාන්ද සමුන් සමග හැදවාගෙන යන්න කැමති වූයේ. නමුත් පවුල් ඒ වැඩේ නොගොස් පන්තිරියේදී සමුන්ගෙන් අහකු කියාම සැලැත්තා සමුන් සමග කැඳවාගෙන යාම නුසුදුසුයයි සිටුවේය. ඒ ගැන සැර විවාදයක් හටගත් බැවින් ඔහු එකිනෙකාගෙන් වෙන්ව ගියෝය. බර්නබස් මාක් කැඳවාගෙන උපස්සද නැවෙන් ගියේය. නමුත් පවුල් සීලස් තෝරගෙන
Okay, let me ask the question. Who's right, Paul or Barnabas? Both. Thank you. Both. One is on the side of the missionary, the other is on the side of the mission. And though they're of a disagreement at the time, they're still of one mind in Christ Jesus. Do you see that? And they're both fulfilling the role of the body of Christ that God has assigned them to. And what you see later on in the scriptures is that because Barnabas didn't take offense, because the church commended Paul, go brother, send him off with Silas, commended to go to the churches, yes? But because Barnabas stayed the course with what God had put in his spirit, you see later on that Paul actually requests for Mark to come join him in the mission. So you can have a disagreement but remain in one mind and in spirit with Christ Jesus. That's very, 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 very possible. So it does not mean do what I say. Sometimes people have thrown that around. And anyways, it does. What it means is you stay in step with the Spirit of God. The way that you know this, if in the heart and the core of who you are, you desire truth in the inner parts, and you desire with all that you are to stay in step with God, no worries.
ඉතින් ඒක නිසා තමාට තේරෙනවා නම් තමාගේ අතුලන්ත මනුෂ්‍යයතුම තමා සත්‍යද ප්‍රේම කරන දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තමාට හදවත කියලා තියෙන දේ කරන්න කැමැත්තක් තමාට තියෙනවා නම්
You will be in one mind in step with the high priest that's speaking all things to his body. And now the last one is bringing your flesh into alignment with the Spirit. Romans chapter 12. Now, again, remember, what we're going through today is because all of you are going to be called on to step up to the plate in the days ahead and to the wicket in Sri Lanka to play. No more sitting on the sidelines. Okay, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We just talked about that. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Okay. Now, keep your finger in Romans 12, but flip back to Isaiah 59, verse 2, says, but your iniquities... Verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Your hands are defiled with blood, your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness, and it just goes on. But 59, verse 1 through 3. Okay. In relationship to your walk in the Spirit. And see, this is where the difference is. Many times what happens is people get stuck on sins that people do. And the perverse religious system of man that is at enmity with God will actually hold people there for what they did when they were 6 years old. So when you were 6 years old, you stole money from the offering and we saw you. But ultimately, for those, look, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. So everyone has messed up. And the thing about iniquity and the thing about willful sin is that it puts a block between your ability to hear the voice of the Spirit of God and also the free flow of the Spirit of God through you. So every one of us that's honest, you know that if your flesh is over here, that it's really difficult for much to flow through you. From the Spirit of God. No, other stuff will flow into you, but it won't be from the Spirit of God. In fact, demonic powers are looking for some way to access your life, and they do that through your flesh as you willfully give yourself over to it. But present your bodies as a living sacrifice. When you do that now, what you're doing is you're allowing your body, your physical body, the temple, to come into alignment with what the Spirit of God is doing. So your life is not the one-off donkey experience like Balaam's jackass. Your Balaam had a donkey, yes? Burro. And God spoke through the donkey. But the donkey didn't keep speaking. God used the donkey just to get the point across. So your life isn't a donkey's experience, but your life is actually in a place where God can constantly flow through you because you're in connection and step with the Spirit of God. So you can get something out of a donkey. Just don't count on it all the time. Okay, so we move from here to here. And now, when this happens, what's taking place is your flesh, your spirit, and your soul are all coming into an alignment with the will of God. Do you see this? So it's coming from the Father through you. And in a state like this, you can remain in a state of prayer. You're constantly connected. It doesn't mean that you don't mess up sometimes. So say, for example, you start to worry and you start to think like a man and you move over there. Or you mess up in your flesh and you move over to the other side. When you go into prayer, the Spirit of God reveals it to you. Quickly what you do is, oh Lord, I see in your word, you said I'm not supposed to be anxious about anything, but in all things with prayer and supplication, to make my request known to you, I came back to here again. Oh God, you messed up in your flesh. God convicts you. You go to prayer and you're like, oh Lord, I see it. You come back here. Now you get back into alignment again. Willful sin is where you say, nope, I am going to stay here. And this is me right here. I am saying, I am locking myself over into this place. I've got a right to be bitter. I've got a right to hold on to unforgiveness. I have my right to, you have your right at that point to stay completely disconnected from what God wants to do with you.
Somebody coming, I understand.
If the Spirit of God convicts you about something going on in your flesh, and you say, nope, I want to stay here, you've just now put yourself in a place of limitation for what God wants to do with you. It's not the fact that you messed up, it's the fact that you choose to stay there once God shows you and reveals you something different. And now there's another alignment possible as well. You know what that one is? I'll show you. Six, six, six. Going the other way. Absolutely different direction. Within the heart of hearts, within the Holy of Holies, what's there? The six is the number of man. Let's go, go Psalm 118. Psalm 118 says, verse 8 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than put your confidence in princes. So these are those that have put their confidence in their heart of hearts. They put all their stock in the world system, the personalities in the world, ultimately motivated behind the scenes by Lucifer and the demonic system. These are those that in their soul, in their mind, their thinking is at enmity with God. So they think in opposition to the light, they think in opposition to the truth, they think in opposition to that which God has put in the earth. And their flesh is completely given over to, it's past the point of, if it feels good, do it. It's if it feels good, believe it. Now, do you know, in this place of alignment with hell, there's a lot of power that flows into those people as well. The demonic will flow into somebody like that. They're given power in a position like that. There are many servants of the devil in the world this day that have done everything they can to bring themselves into a place of alignment for demonic power. And in the absence of light, they then run the show if they can keep the light out. So their spiritual, the eye of their spirit is open, their spiritual eye is open. What's that say? It says, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. So in the land of the spiritually blind, these people whose spiritual eye has been opened to the demonic, they then run the show in that system. But you and I are children of light. You and I are children of the living God. So one little grandmother, 80 years old, in alignment with the Spirit of God, can shut down an entire nation. One grandfather who is in step with what God is doing can absolutely close an entire nation down. I'm actually giving you an example from the Bible. You remember Moses. One 80-year-old grandfather, in line with what the Spirit of God is doing, goes back into Egypt and carries out and fulfills the word of God, set my people free. And it doesn't matter, all the demonic people there, all the wizards, all the sorcerers, all the people with their incantations, when you have one child of light show up that's in alignment with the Spirit of God, all of it has to scatter, because the light, whenever it's turned on, the darkness is revealed and it has to go. So this is why too, a pastor I knew, he said that one plus God is always the majority. But I disagree with that statement a little bit, because we don't live in a democracy. We don't need a majority. We live in a theocracy. We live under the dominion of the king. And whatever the king says, that will be done. So now you and I have a responsibility in your will, your free will, to set it so that you align the entire being of who you are with the Spirit of God. One more verse, John chapter 7. John chapter 7 and verse 37. In that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." So God wants to flow through you. And this is why too with the prayer the disciples were taught to pray, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. In that prayer you are also asking for God to align who you are with His Spirit. So now all of you are going to get some time before this next year starts. To bring yourself into alignment with what God is doing. Even as in the communion, it says, let a man examine himself. So you stop and you take an honest assessment of where you are. Take a look at where you are in your spirit, in your soul, in your flesh. And quit with the show. Stop the show. Stop the performance. Stop the performance you play for other people and be honest before the Spirit of God. Let Him reveal where you really are. And out of that revelation, let Him align your life, let Him show you what to do with your free will, so you align your life with His Spirit. And then His Spirit can flow through you, which is what His desire is for you, and also what will bring amazing fulfillment in your life. So we are now out of time, so we will stop there. And you have what you need now to all of you begin your preparation for all of your assignments coming up very soon. Yet.